We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're in the footnote, at the end of the footnote on page Reish Yud Chet, in the standard edition, Reish Pechet Mazelgman edition. And the Chavetz Chaim had quoted the Talmud, that the Talmud in Tractate Baba Metzia breaks down the Pasuk. It says, God tells Moshe, teach the Jewish people as Haderech, the path, Asher Yelchu, that they will go va in it. And our sages basically broke up that verse and said each word indicates a different mitzvah. And Asher Yelchu, that they will go, our sages said, refers to going to visit the sick. And then the Gemara asked, visiting the sick, that's kindness. And the Gemara says, no, it's coming to teach us about Ben Gilo. Ben Gilo is a scary concept in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when someone is Ben Gilo, someone is of the same age, which means they share a certain element of the same constitution, so then when he visits the sick, he takes away 1/60th of the person's illness. But that means he becomes slightly ill himself. Doesn't mean he becomes deathly ill, but he does take something from the person. So the Talmud says, ordinary kindness is something that only costs you time. Whereas here the Torah had to teach us to go visit the sick, even if you're someone, what's called a Ben Gilo, someone who knows that by visiting the sick, you're going to walk away a little bit weaker from that. Again, 1/60th doesn't mean you're going to take the whole illness, but it means a certain element of weakness is going to affect the person. Nonetheless, he has the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim.
No ability to think like maybe 1/60 would actually catch the disease.
Right, right. So that's why I'm stressing not that way. Then the Talmud said that the word ba, the path they will go in it, indicates the mitzvah of actually burying someone. So again the Gemara asked, isn't that encompassed by the mitzvah of doing kindness? And the Gemara answered, no, we're talking about an elder that ordinarily would not be busying himself with digging a grave. You don't see this guy. Think of Rav Ovadia Yosef standing and digging a grave. You know, you don't see him in the mud digging. It's just not what you expect to see him doing. And nonetheless, the Torah came and stressed the path you will go in it. Yeah, sometimes you have to go in it. You have to stand in the dirt to do the mitzvah, even if it's beneath one's dignity to actually stand in the dirt. And according to the Gemara's conclusion, so then you also learn that an elder would have to go do Bikur Cholim where it's beneath his dignity. You know, sometimes you have certain wards where you don't want to be seen. The gonorrhea ward, yeah, in the hospital. You don't want to be seen there. You're going to the STD ward. You don't want to be seen there. It's beneath your dignity, but there's a patient there. Someone has to visit him. So there are instances where visiting the ill is something that has to be done, even if it's beneath a person's dignity. So the Chafetz Chaim says, but in truth, we have to discern. When it comes to burying a person, so that has its own mitzvah. The Torah gives us a specific mitzvah to ensure that the deceased are buried. That's an overt mitzvah. When it comes to visiting someone who's ill, so that's encompassed by the broader mitzvah of chesed. So there's room to discern between the two. So you cannot derive from a mitzvah that's written plainly in the Torah, like burying the deceased, to a mitzvah that's not written overtly in the Torah. Meaning, even though we say that the two are biblical mitzvot, not all biblical mitzvot are created equal. When you have a mitzvah that's written overtly in the Torah, like burying the deceased, that mitzvah has greater weight. So the Chafetz Chaim says we revert to our original understanding. Now you'll ask me, why do I need a verse to indicate burial, even if it's beneath your dignity? You see, God buries Moshe. Isn't that beneath God's dignity? So you see, there's no such thing as beneath your dignity to bury someone. So why do I need a special verse for that? Yesh lomar din achinami. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you're right. Technically, I didn't need a verse for it. V'akas machta be'alma. The verse is just what we call an asmachta. it's not really a derivation from the verse. It's more like the Talmud saying here, there's an indication, but it's not really a derivation. Meaning sometimes the verse alludes to a concept, but if I only had to rely on that verse, I wouldn't know the concept. So the Chafetz Chaim suggests that when the Talmud says that the verse says, the path in which you will go in it, the words in it teach you get into the mud. Even if you have to get into it, something beneath your dignity to bury the deceased, do it. That's not a real derivation. The words in it don't actually indicate this mitzvah. It's just the Talmud saying that's an allusion to this mitzvah. But the real derivation is from the idea that God writes in the Torah that he buried Moshe. Nonetheless, the Chafetz Chaim says, if you followed the whole logic, so then we come back to the question, so then how do you know you're supposed to visit the sick, even if you might walk away with 1/60th of their illness? If we're saying this pasuk isn't a real derivation, and you're saying it's not obvious that you'd have to visit someone if you were walking away slightly weaker from it, so then how do you know you have to visit someone? If we say we derived it from the pasuk, I know. But if you're saying the pasuk isn't giving me derivations, it's all ideas, but it's not really derived from there, so where do we get that from? And so the Chafetz Chaim says, "V'efshar tekinu dechazal dezchut ha-mitzvah tagen lav shlo yezik oto zeh ha-chelek ha-muat." So he says, maybe our sages had some kind of tradition that if by visiting someone you know you're only going to walk away 1/60th weaker, then they had a tradition that that won't harm a person. Maybe that's why they say to do it. But he says, the source, he doesn't know for it. He says, maybe it was a tradition, he doesn't know. Yeah.